For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, boat, motorcycle. They'll make sure you're fully insured. They'll also do everything they can to find you the best price, and sometimes that may be bundles, but they'll do all that and more because customer service means everything at Purdy Insurance. These great people who just are really great at their jobs. Real pros. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Connor Falefa leading off second, and the lefty Ferguson to the plate. Swinging a deep shot, left field, backing up is Outman. He's watching it. It is gone! A home run! Anthony Volpe goes yard into left field. It hits the bleachers. A two-run shot and some ninth-inning insurance for the Yankees. The rookie with his ninth home run of the season. And the Yankees are now ahead 4-1.
And that was the final as Volpe continues to play pretty well in his rookie season. And a big moment for him. But the question is going to be about Aaron Judge. Because they are worried that that when he made that great play up against the fence, he was asked if he might have a broken toe, and he said, "It's tough to say. I've never broken a toe. We'll see what the tests say. I don't want to throw anything out there." But he's already been in the IL once this year, and he may have to go back. We'll see. It was a phenomenal play. I mean, first of all, I mean, this is an all-out, big-time effort play that he made in right field. As he crashed into the fence and he broke it open. But I mean, now the question's going to be, okay, did he end up breaking a toe? Is it something that puts him on the IL? And they're going to have to find out. No word yet, but big home run in the ninth inning. And the Yankees did take two out of three in the series. In fact, took the last two in the series. By the way, Judge went 1-for-8 in the series. Remember my running joke on, Judge told playoff preview hits 211, he hit 125. All right, so, but the one was a home run. Okay. So, we've discussed many items so far today. We've kind of worked our way around. And the latest, of course, being Colorado. And what are they doing? Now, we all know that they're doing their due diligence. That we know. Okay? And that's what an athletic director should do. They should look back and they should say, okay,
Let's just make sure. Are we in the right spot? Because we already know what the established Big 12 TV deal is. And then you add in all the other stuff, the NCAA tournament money. And you know the TV deal is going to be 31.7. Okay. And people, I've had people say, well, yeah, I saw the distribution was 44. Yeah, but that includes the NCAA tournament money, bowl money, things like that, which gets split up. Okay. And this is, you know, and of course, this has become all the rage. It seems lately, ever since it started with Texas, Oklahoma, then it died down a bit. But then when USC and UCLA moved, then the Big 12 jumped the line and got their TV deal done first. Well, that left the Pac-12 holding the bag, and guess what? Guess who's the one remaining? Where the grant of rights is not going to figure in. And that is the Pac-12. They're the ones who, again, the grant of rights runs out in 13 and a half months. August 1 next year. That's why the Pac-12 teams are so appealing. Nobody has to sit there and worry at all about exit fees and so forth. You have to worry about it. In Colorado, what, play one more year in the Pac-12, then you leave. If they want to. Arizona, one more year, you leave. And that's what makes it easier and simpler. That's why the ACC thing is so tough. And we had Dennis Dodd on the show last week, and you know, we talked about it again. The document in the Big 12 is simplistic and to the point. When the ACC wanted to do it, they got a hold of the Pac-12. And said, what did you put in it? Can we see it? They did. And again, Texas and Oklahoma were invited 2 years ago. And they played the 21 season in the Big 12. They played the 22 season in the Big 12. They're going to play the 23 season in the Big 12. This is all since they've been invited. This is going to be the third season they've played in the Big 12 since they were invited and accepted. They're finally going to get out for the 24 season. And guess what? They had to pay $50 million each, which is the television deal money plus an exit fee. That's the way it is. And for some reason, a lot of people can't get in. Oh, they just think it's easy. It's not that easy to get out of. It's not that easy to get out of. If it were that easy to get out of, right? Why are Texas and Oklahoma playing football and basketball in the Big 12 this season if it's that easy to get out of? Texas has all that oil money behind them. They have great attorneys, and they have all that money behind them, and they still didn't get out. Why? Oklahoma, same thing. Why? I mean, sometimes answers are found in the actions of others. And the ACC schools can whine, moan, and complain about their TV deal and their grant of rights all they want. And we have to see what to do about it. Well, fine, you can go and see what you're going to do about it, but guess what? You're going to have a hard time winning. You signed it. And that's what's going to, and again, the documents are incredibly simplistic. To the point you're looking at, you know, when you read it, you sit back and say, okay, where are the loopholes here? That's one of the elements that makes it so fascinating. Right? It's so simple, there aren't any loopholes. And if I'm sitting in the Big Ten office, I don't want to make any move until I see how UCLA and USC work out. I want to be able to put together a schedule, see how it fits. I want to be able to put together a schedule for volleyball, field hockey. Okay. Men's soccer, women's soccer, women's basketball, men's basketball, gymnastics, baseball, softball. I want to be able to put together schedules that, in practical application, show me work. Then I can start looking to see. Again, my thought process is simple on this. You have a 7-year TV deal. At the end of 5 years, right? So at the end of the fifth season, now seriously look at expansion if you think that's the best way to go. You'll have a better handle on what the TV landscape is at that point. Because at that point, you're going to start working toward what will be a new TV deal. I mean, with the idea you want to have that new TV deal in place by the end of the sixth season of this TV deal. So that'd be like 28, 29, somewhere around there. At that point, you'll have a better handle on what the landscape is. How did USC and UCLA integrate? Were we able to make it work? What did we have to tweak to make it work? So if you want to then bring in more West Coast teams, okay, fine. Plus, in all likelihood, the grant of rights for those schools, whatever contract they sign with whomever, will also be running out at that time. Because, again, you don't want to deal with that. You don't want to deal with somebody else's grant of rights. You don't want to deal with that at all. You need something that's easy, smooth to get through. I mean, USC and UCLA are not joining until August 2nd next year. They are not joining until August 2nd next year because their grant of rights run out August 1st. For some reason, there are some people out there that just think it is just wave a magic wand, go to court, get out of it, and we're a free agent. And then there's also that other part where, huh, and these other brands are so, so desirable. No. Okay? You've got some top-flight primary brands that are second to none because they've established themselves that way, and with the viewing public, they've established themselves that way. Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Texas, Alabama, Oklahoma, now Georgia to a point. All right? People are like, hey, what about Miami? No, it's not considered to be an awesome brand. It's going to say a good brand, but not awesome. Florida State, good, not awesome. Clemson, good, not... I mean, talk about the brand, okay? The brand, good, not awesome. Washington, good brand, not awesome. Oregon, good brand, not awesome. Hey, that's just a fact of life. Notre Dame, brand, awesome. They're the only big chip left at the table. And that is between a grant of rights and only one gigantic chip left at the table, with some really good ones behind them, but they're not difference-making brands. In other words, let's take simple numbers. Let's take 80 million. If you're going to be added, you have to then come in with the idea that you're worth $80 million per year. Where a TV network says, yeah, you know what? We'll pay extra for that. That's a difference maker. TV networks are going to look at it. We already have a deal. We're not changing it. And that's something a lot of people don't seem to understand. They already have a deal. I'm here to broadcast 27 to 32 games a year. Well, guess what? That's nice that you added them. I'm still going to broadcast 27 to 32 games a year. Okay. All right. Come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Mike Florio, NBC Sports, reporting that Mike Rybatowski of SportsHandle.com says the NFL is investigating an Indianapolis Colts player for pervasive wagering. Say the NFL has evidence that the player in question placed hundreds of bets, and at least some of them were placed on the Colts. The report goes on that a considerable number of wagers reportedly were placed from inside the team's practice facility. According to the report, although the player is not considered a superstar, an ardent NFL fan has probably heard of him. They said most of the bets happened in 2022. Some have occurred in 23. The player is still on the Colts roster. The Indiana Gaming Commission told Rybatowski that the commission is investigating the player. The player reported made wagers through an account opened by an acquaintance. So that does suggest a level of awareness regarding the rules, but there was also a clumsy, inadequate effort to cover the tracks because the bets reportedly were placed from the practice facility. Whoops. This is something that and Mike starts out his article by saying the NFL and its teams have not done a great job of educating the players about the clear rules and stern consequences of gambling, or alternately, the players no and don't care. I vote the latter. That the players know and they don't care. I think there's a lot of, oh, they're not going to catch me. Or in the case of, like, the two Detroit Lion players who did not bet on the NFL. Okay? But they made other bets, but they did so from the facility. Well, how do they, you know, that's what, phones track you everywhere now. Phones track you everywhere. You don't want to know what, you want to make sure nobody knows where you are? Leave your phone at home. Most of you don't want to in case something happens. You want to have it as a backup. I understand that.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, motorcycle, boat. They'll make sure you're fully insured, do everything they can to save you money. And they are people that care about customers. There's great people that, by the way, are great at their jobs. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA will take place on Wednesday, August 9th at the beautiful Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Again, to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, the Purdy family always giving back. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Well, we were talking about the Colts player, and we don't know which player it is. They say it's not a superstar, but a player that would be recognizable, that is under investigation for pervasive betting. And Mike Florio, in his story, says NFL and its teams have not done a great job of educating players about the clear rules and stern consequences of the gambling policy. Or, alternately, the players know and don't care. I say it's the latter. They know, don't care. I think some of them also think that, for some reason, I don't think they get the concept of that phones can be tracked. Phones track you. And because of that, like, you know, just ask yourself a simple question. Oh, come on. Ask yourself a simple question. Why do they know the two Detroit players made their bets inside the facility and others didn't? Ask yourself, how do they know that? Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? They know. Because they could tell where it was placed from. Now, supposedly, this player in question placed hundreds of bets. And some of them were placed on the Colts. A considerable number of wagers were reportedly placed from inside the team's practice facility. Again, the ability to track the phone or an iPad, whatever it may be. They said most of the betting happened from this player in 2022. Some of it has occurred in 23, and the player is still on the Colts roster. They say that the player reported made the wagers through an account opened by an acquaintance. So that shows there's a little level of sophistication here about the rules. But was clumsy and didn't cover the tracks, especially because the bets reportedly were placed in the practice facility. Again, the ability to track. Wonder if there's going to be some group out there that is going to put up on some big board where you can now wager as to who the player is. I know who Adam Schefter has reported who it is. It's allegedly one of the wide receivers. It is quite the, again, this is something that's been coming up more and more. And I don't know. Now, let's quickly go through the NFL policy. The NFL policy is this. Just so everyone knows, it's different than the college policy. The NFL policy is as follows. NFL players are allowed to place a bet on any sport except the NFL. Okay? They can place a bet on any sport except the NFL. And when they place that bet, it has to be off team property. And that's the NFL policy. It's pretty simple. You can wager on anything you want. You want to wager on the NBA finals? If you're an NFL player, go ahead. You want to, you know, the NFL is playing in season and you want to make a wager on the Penn State Ohio State game? Go ahead. You can do it. You just can't do it on the property of the team. Can't do it in the team facility.
Okay.
College is completely different. You are not allowed to wager on any sport at any level that the NCAA has competition in. So if you are a gymnast, and you want to make a wager on the NFL, you can't. Why? Because there's college football. It's sponsored by the NCAA. If you are a volleyball player and you want to make a wager on the state high school championship game in basketball, can't. Basketball is sponsored by the NCAA. And that's the policy. Now, if you wanted to, for example, if a college athlete wanted to go to the racetrack and bet on the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, Belmont Stakes, whatever it may be, okay, you want to do that? Have at it. Because the NCAA doesn't sponsor horse racing. So you can do it. Okay. So that's the difference between the two policies. The NFL, you're allowed to bet on anything except the NFL. and you can't do it in the team facility. So when they're talking about the number of wagers made by said individual on who knows what, let's just say they were made, some were made on college basketball, maybe it was college football, whatever. The only part that matters there is if he did it in the team facility. Now, if he bet on the NFL, now he's got a huge bet. He is now looking at permanent, you know, at least a year suspension. And that's the difference between the college rule and the pro rule. And so NFL players can, if this player in question wanted to place wagers on college games, college basketball games, wanted to place wagers on Major League Baseball, NBA, Stanley Cup, anything, can do it. No problem. Just can't do it in the facility. NFL, no. And that is and that's what this player is facing. College Football Hall of Fame. Three Penn Staters are on the ballot. Three Penn Staters are on the ballot. They are number one. DJ Dozier scored the game-winning touchdown for Penn State in the 87 Fiesta Bowl win over Miami. First-round pick of the Minnesota Vikings. Also played Major League Baseball with the Padres and the Mets. Okay. Next, Kajana Carter. As electric as any player in the history of Penn State football. Big plays. Felt like every time he touched the ball, he was gone. He was going to go for a touchdown. While DJ was the master of the spin move, and Dozier was out. His spin move was outstanding. Kajana was cut and go. And he also added an element of power. And Paul Posluszny. The level of respect that Jack Ham has for Paul Posluszny is enough for me, and it should be enough for anybody. His ability to play the run, his ability to play using his brain, his ability to play the pass, his ability to understand the proper depth of a drop of a linebacker. I've often used the example with him. Now, Dozier had famous plays. Kajana, of course, had famous plays. You know, breaking off the Penn State's first play from scrimmage against Oregon in the Rose Bowl, we all know he won 83 for a touchdown, as an example. To me, while Posluszny had some signature plays, he ran an interception back for a touchdown. That play at the goal line against Minnesota where he just hurled his body in 2005 and stoned him at the one-yard line. But there was a play in 2005 he made against Ohio State where he didn't touch the football, but he's the reason the play was made. Troy Smith, who would go on eventually a year later to win the Heisman Trophy, went back to pass right around the goal line, maybe a little bit in his end zone, and he threw it downfield, and Calvin Lowry, who is now on the Penn State staff helping out, picked it off and ran it back to the two-yard line, and then eventually Michael Robinson over the left side scored. Posluszny dropped into a zone, to a spot, and Smith saw him there and tried to throw it over him, and because of the proper depth of the drop of Posluszny, or his intelligence of being able to read and being in the right spot, he had to throw it over Posluszny, and when he did, Calvin was playing center field, and he ran it back to the two-yard line. Didn't touch the ball. He's the reason the play was made. So those three are on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot. And groundbreaking today for the new Buffalo Bills Stadium. Because they want this thing done in time for the 26th season, they broke ground today. And 30-year lease, a non-relocation agreement that makes it difficult for the team to leave Buffalo. Remember, it's the second smallest market in the NFL. Only Green Bay is smaller. But they love that team there. They love that team. They had Roger Goodell on hand today, Terry Pegula. I think they told Jack Hamm and myself, we're going to do the Duquesne Club in August. We were told Terry wants to go to it. We're like, okay, great. Kim Pegula, though, was unfortunately, and she played a huge role in this stadium, Kim did, but still not able to be there because she's still recovering from a cardiac arrest last June. It's been a tough recovery. New York Governor Kathy Hochul there, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz was there, Sean McDermott, the coach of the team, GM Brandon Bean were in attendance. And so, yeah. And, of course, Goodell knows all about Western New York. Goodell grew up in Jamestown, in the southwest corner of the state. And officially, the stadium will be called Highmark Stadium. They get the stadium is $1.4 billion. It will get $600 million from the state of New York. $600 million from the state of New York, $250 million from Erie County. And they say it's going to seat about 63,000. Originally, they thought it was going to be $1.4 billion. They say it's going to be $1.54 billion, but the Pegulas are going to make up for the additional costs. I'll say this. I mean, I know, you know, everyone hears Terry's name all the time. They hear Kim's name all the time. And, of course, their daughter's an outstanding tennis player. But, obviously, many of you have not had a chance to meet the Pegulas. They're terrific people. I really like Terry a lot. I really do. I mean, not only a lot of respect for him, I just like him as a guy. He's just a really good guy. We'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. Monday night, Stanley Cup tonight. Game two, Vegas won the opener 5-2 over the Florida Panthers. Florida looked like a tired hockey team the other night. Thought the first two periods played pretty well, and then it looked like they ran out of gas in the third. Then it got chippy. Yeah, we're going to get Tony Knopp on the show, by the way, on Thursday. And Dick Girardi, it looks like we're going to get him on Thursday. So, go from there. And Neil Coulong tomorrow. Game one, I felt like Vegas looked fresh. They looked quick. And I'll give let's give credit where credit's due. Sergei Bobrovsky, who's been really good since they put him back in the starting lineup. Maybe really good. But Hill, the goaltender for Vegas, who was their fifth starting goaltender of the season. Remember, the backup is Jonathan Quick for Vegas, who backstopped two Stanley Cups for the LA Kings. But he can't get past Hill right now. And there was a chance that Florida had in the third period to get back in it. Got a breakaway. And Hill stuck out that left pad and stoned him on it. And it just you just felt, and then Vegas turned right around and they came back down the ice and scored. And he has been, since he entered the Edmonton series, when he had to because of an injury, and you thought, well, when they had to go to him, you thought, well, they are cooked. They are fried. Au contraire, mon frere, he's been terrific since he's gotten in there. And I give him a lot of credit. He's the fifth starting goaltender for the Vegas Golden Knights this season. Florida's going to have to really clamp down, especially in the neutral zone. They gave Vegas too much neutral zone freedom in game one, which then opened everything up. Neil Coulon tomorrow. And coming up on Thursday, Tony Knopf, Dick Girardi. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.